Shout a Jericho destroying, hallelujah. Let's rise up on our feet, please, as we close our eyes and raise up our two hands to the Lord and pray for ourselves loud and clear in this song. Holy God, you reign again. You reign in my life. The God of Elijah shall trouble you today. In the name of Jesus. Thank you for this day. We praise your holy name for bringing us to this wonderful service. accept our thanks in Jesus' name. And so, wonderful God, touch us by your power tonight. Lay your hands upon our destiny. Teach us directly from your feet. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Shout aloud, hallelujah. Let's have a seat. God bless you. Amen.
On our foundation.
Aolo isin ojo na lati fi le gbadura lori ipile wa.
When it comes to the prayer of foundation, you can never overpray.
Ngba to ba si di adura lori oro ipile, eyan o le gbadura lagbaju.
You can only underpray.
Eyan kan le gbadura ko ma toni.
In fact, it's better to overpray than to underpray.
Sugbo dara ke eyan gbadura lagbaju ju ko ma to.
I haven't discussed the trouble and the problems of faulty, evil foundations. And I
haven't
seen the dangerous things that these foundations can do to our lives. I haven't seen many mighty men that have fallen as a result of their terrible foundations. I haven't seen that the foundation has no respect for what you are building upon it. It will throw it down when the time comes. Now we need to find out, how do we rebuild the foundation? Supposing the foundation is bad and now you have destroyed that foundation, how do you now rebuild the foundation? It's a very serious matter. In Psalm 11 verse 3,
oni Davidi kokonla ese keta,
which is the memory verse there,
to je ese akosori wa nbe.
Can we read it together, beloved? Let's go. Let's read it again. If the foundations were destroyed, what can the righteous do? I want you to specially note this. Note that it is the same Bible that says, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivered him from them all. He kept all his bones so that none is broken. So he said that the many afflictions of the righteous, the Lord will deliver him from them all. When he now got to foundational affliction, so what can the righteous do?
This
foundational trouble have the capacity to dribble even the righteous. Let's look at our text. In Matthew chapter 7, verse 24 to 27. Matthew 7, 24 to 27. Therefore, whosoever heareth this sense of mine and dwelt them, I will liken it unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. And everyone that heareth this sense of man and dwelt them not,
that
will liken unto a foolish man which built his house upon the sand, and the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, beat upon that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. Our text is telling us the importance and the power of foundations. Let's look at the introduction there. Every human-based operation, establishment, and manifestation have a foundation.
Every spiritually based operation, establishment, and manifestation to have foundations. Foundation is the platform on which a particular structure rests.
It's
the platform prepared for one by one's ancestors. It is one root and origin. It is also the bedrock on which any structure rests, whether physical or spiritual. From our studies, we have seen that the Lord is a God of foundations. And we have also seen that Satan uses foundations to destroy destinies. We have also seen that ancestors, spiritual, marital, ministerial foundations, etc., have great effects upon our
lives.
If the foundation is faulty, there is a need to destroy the old foundation and build a new one. The definitions of foundation is written therein. What do you mean by foundation? The base, the bedrock, bottom line. This truth of it is this. The foundation is that on which that thing is founded. The basis on which the thing is supported. So if you notice that you are battling foundational troubles, knowing fully that the foundational trouble causes a lot of disaster, and that if you have troublesome foundation, it will mock your prayers. It will resist all the efforts you are putting on ground to make progress. It will laugh at your calamity when they come. It will boast that it will not let you go. It will recycle problem that has gone. It will encourage affliction to rise again a second time. It will negotiate for a person what you call an evil yearly carryover. It will fight and contend with normal prayer and normal confessions. It is foundational problem that will rather eliminate the person instead of allowing the person to prosper. And it is this kind of problem that will attach negative power to somebody. Anywhere the person goes, the person is being followed. It is foundational powers that make it so easy for the enemy to go into certain lives and come out so easy. That is an easy ladder. It is this foundational powers that make some people require regular deliverance and multiple deliverance sessions, yet no progress.
They,
when they see somebody wants to help somebody with a foundational problem, the problem will deal with the helpers. What do we do now when there is this kind of horrible foundation? And I want you to know that a business as a foundation, a marriage as a foundation, a continent as a foundation, a family as a foundation, a school as a foundation, a house as a foundation, whatever business you are doing as a foundation, whatever establishment you put on ground, they have their own foundations. That's why when you see something beginning to shake, the first thing you should check, foundation.
ni ipele re.
How did it start?
Bawo lo se bere.
How did it start?
Bawo lo se bere.
What happened?
Ki lo sele?
Foundation.
Ipele.
I want you to understand this very well.
Fekele yo ye yin daada.
Now when the foundation is bad,
nigba ti ipele o ba dara,
and you are praying some foundational or preaching prayers,
so se bere si gba awon adura FIFA tu fun ipele,
you need to now build, rebuild.
Wa nilo lati tun kan mo
that foundation.
Papa julo ipele na.
What are the steps towards doing that?
Iwani awon igbese lati tun ko.
That is what is carefully outlined in this handout in your hand, which I recommend that you keep.
Ohun la farabale to lesese ninu iwe owo wa yi mo si gba wa niyanju pe ka toju re gidigidi.
It is not possible to completely cover everything here within the time we have.
Ko sese lati menu ba gbogbo nkan to nbe loju ewe yi laarin akoko ta ni yi.
We are going to make sure you get the meat of it, the real foundation of it.
Sugbon a o gbiyanju lati je ke ri ohun to je okukudun nu re gangan mu
jade. You must never leave undone.
Ati ohun ta o gbodo ma se.
Let me point out what we are saying today leaves nobody behind.
E je kin fi ye yin pe ohun ti a nso loni ko yo enikankan sile o.
Because if you don't know where you are coming from,
itori bo ba mo ibi to tin bo,
you may not know where you are going.
O se se ko ma mo ibi to lo.
If you don't know that you are a leaf,
ti o ba mo pe ewe ni o,
from a tree,
lati ara igi kan,
and you don't want to know what kind of tree it is,
ti o si fe mo iru igi to je,
then you are in trouble.
Onito nwo gao,
serious trouble.
Be listening la.
Majority of the problems that comes to the house of God that look so difficult to resolve,
opolopo ninu awon isoro ti won a ma gbe wa sile Olorun ta jo ko le koko lati yanju,
all foundational in nature.
Isoro ipele ni won.
I want you to get this very clearly. What are the steps towards rebuilding the foundation? Number one,
akoko,
is to uproot the old foundation. Uproot that old foundation. The Bible says every tree that the Father has not planted shall be rooted up and thrown into the fire.
How it was, as you know,
what the first procedure is, the uprooting of that old foundation.
Igbese akoko ni pe ani lati fa ipinle atijo ni tu.
For the past 14 weeks we have been dealing with this.
Eleyi la si tin ko lati bi ose merin la seyin,
to uproot that old foundation,
lati fa ipinle atijo ni tu.
And it's a very serious matter.
O si je oro gidi.
You know, because foundation is underneath the earth.
Nitori pe isale labe ile ni ipile wa.
Underneath that earth, it is very dark inside.
Labe lohun o dudu o si sokunfun.
And there is no way you are going to walk on foundation without getting your hands dirty.
Ko si si bo se sise lori ipile towo re oni doti.
This is why some pastors run away from this kind of thing.
Idi niyan ta won olusu agutan mi fi ma nsa fun ru oro bayi.
And instead of saying we are running away because we are afraid o.
Depo ki won je wo peru lo nba won.
You say there is nothing like deliverance.
Wa ni ko si nkan kan to nje tu sile.
Nothing like foundation.
Ko si nkan kan to nje pile.
Instead of saying I'm afraid.
Depo ki won kuku je wo peru nba won.
Because in trying to look at the foundation, there may be more trouble that will come up.
Nitori pe nbi o ti fe boju to ipile wahala to po ju bo ti lero o le wu jade lo.
I want you to understand that one. So the first one, as you uprooted the whole foundation,
se o ti fa ipile atijo to be,
that has to be thoroughly done.
Ani lati se iyen ko yanju.
That is why you go for deliverance. Take prayer points and begin to pray. You start dealing with that kind of foundation.
And
literally you will put that old foundation. The first thing you notice is that you notice improvement.
Notice
some changes in what is going on around you. Notice some changes in what is happening in your life.
That's
evidence. Sometimes by coming to a prayer meeting like this, by just praying one prayer seriously, a transaction could take place immediately. that will make your life to move.
But
because we can't see into the foundation, because it's deep, it's dark, it's just like that building over there. You can see the surface of the building, but you cannot see what's under. To get into that place, you have to dig.
Dig.
And only somebody who is not honest will tell you it's very easy.
And it will turn you as of a question.
I want you to understand this. Very well. A sister noticed. After 4 years in the university.
Laying or do men in Lille called Facity.
No, and she spent the 4 years to just go from one class to the other.
Or do many loafing law lati kilasi conso mirror.
With very terrible struggling.
Anytime
there was an important examination,
our
exam papers would just disappear.
I won't
be able to trace it. Until she began to pray.
It was
a foundational matter. When she prayed to a level, present the Lord's shoulder. That there was an ancestor who was a satanic priest. And he has sold off all the children's virtues even before they were born. So he had to start recovering a whole. I pray that if you are here tonight and you have a satanic ancestor that has capture the virtues of people in arrears before they were born, you shall recover your own
back.
If I were your shoes, my amen. The second thing to do,
we
want to rebuild the foundation, is to carry out a spiritual mapping concerning yourself, your family, your community, your nation, your career, your marriage, depending on which foundation you desire to repair. This will enable you to obtain information and to repent of any wickedness done by your ancestors. There you will see the example of the city of Jericho, where Joshua cast the city and it had to take an Elisha to reverse the curse on the city of Jericho. So if somebody brought the problem of Jericho to you,
then you come back, Jericho,
and you never knew that it was caused by a man of God, you try and solve the problem, it will not be solved. You need to carry out what we call spiritual mapping. While carrying out spiritual mapping, you may need to ask questions. You may need to sit people down in your family and ask questions. If they are already dead and there is nobody to ask questions, then ask the Holy Spirit. The Bible says secret things belong unto the Lord. The information you are going to need we include the following. For example, who were your parents to the third and the fourth generation? What names did they bear? What were their occupations? What were their characters? Certainly, if your father was a chief drummer in your village, you may be struggling with poverty now. If your father was the one that used to ring the bell at the front of the masquerade, maybe passing through some stress now.
You need
to find these things out. I'm amazed that in this modern world, you ask some people, what's the meaning of your name? They say, I don't know.
Oh yeah, mi lenu pe awon kan wa ni bi taye laju densin ka bere oruko re lowo re pe kini tumo oruko re a si lohun o mo.
I don't know.
Ohun o mo.
Go and find out.
No wa di o.
By the time they come back, say, what?
Ba ton ba si ma pada de o pe kin la.
We were in a West African country.
I lo si orilede kan ni ile Africa wa nbi ni.
I couldn't speak their language.
O bo de won.
But as I was praying for this man, the Lord said, ask him for the meaning of his name. So I stopped. Say, Mr. Man, please, what's your name?
He
told me, what's your surname? Both of them were in languages I don't understand. I said, what do they mean? His own name meant darkness. His own father's name means dry land. So your name is darkness, dry land. And I'm praying that God should bless darkness. You have to work on that name. You should ask questions. Those your parents, what did they involve themselves in? What activities did they carry out when they lived? What were their occupation? Were they hunters? Were they fishermen? If they were hunters, all of suddenly you need deliverance. What gods did they worship? What gods did they serve? How did they get their own names? Then the names they were giving to their children, where did it originate from? Did they consult an oracle and say, what's the name of this child? And the oracle said, give the child his name. What were the shrines or altars of the family? Who are the priests serving behind these altars? Were there curses or litigations placed on the family? Were there any particular trends found in the family line? How did they handle the placenta of people in this family? Do they bury it and plant coconut tree or plant kola nut tree or plant okra tree on top of it? If that is what they do, then it will affect your life now. 1994, when we got here,
Lord, 1994,
we prayed with a sister because she was finding it so difficult to marry, so difficult to settle down. If she found somebody that won't run away, she won't find the person again. She prayed. Some of the kinds of prayers we are going to pray just now. And the Lord came to her in a dream. And
said,
my daughter, you want to know what is wrong? Go and ask your grandmother. Next morning she went there.
So
grandmother was praying and the Lord said, you have information for me. I said, my daughter, that's very good of you. Sit down. I will tell you. So but before I begin to talk, go and buy me a bottle of Dubonnet.
Dubonnet.
And say, I won't contest alcohol. I can't buy it.
So
then I will not talk. Let me give you much. So
he
said, okay, go and bring it. Not how much your man drank it. And said, listen. Very carefully. Say, I am inside you. And you are inside me. So what does that mean? Say, so well, when you were born, I was the one that gave your placenta to
you.
I cooked it. I ate it. So you are inside me.
Nítorí náà wà nù mi.
I'm inside you.
Èmi náà sì wà nù rẹ.
I decide what happened to you.
Èmi ni wọ́n pinnu ohun tó ń ṣẹlẹ̀ sí ọ.
The only way I won't be the one deciding what happened to you.
Kò sí bí wọn ṣe ní jẹ́ ẹni tó ń pinnu ohun tó ń ṣẹlẹ̀. Ọ̀nà tí mo fi lè jẹ́ ẹni tí kò ní sọ ohun tí yóò ṣẹlẹ̀ sí ọ.
Unless you find a way of breaking the connection between me and you.
Ní tí o bá lè wá bó ṣe já àsopọ̀ tó ń bẹ láàrin èmi àti rẹ.
Was then the sister began to pray.
Nígbà náà lárábìnrin wa bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí gbàdúrà.
Do you really know what happened to your own placenta?
Ǹjẹ́ o mọ ohun tó ṣẹlẹ̀ sí olúbi tirẹ̀?
Those are questions you should ask.
Àwọn béèrè tó nílò láti béèrè ni.
What marks or incisions are on the body of the children?
Irú àmì àbí apá wo ló wà lára àwọn ọmọ?
And why did they put those marks and incisions there?
Kí ni ìdí tí wọ́n fi fi àmì àti àwọn gbẹ́rẹ́ náà síbẹ̀?
If you remove your clothes now, you find marks on your body, and you don't understand what they are there for. Ask questions.
Mo bá ṣí ara sílẹ̀ tó o sì bá àwọn àmì tàbí àwọn apá kan lára rẹ tó o mọ ìdí tán fi wà ń bẹ̀ béèrè ọ̀rọ̀.
These and so many other questions you must ask if you want to carry out a thorough spiritual matter.
Àwọn ìbéèrè wọ̀nyí àti àwọn òmíràn la nílò láti béèrè bá a bá fẹ́ ṣe àyẹ̀wò tẹ̀mí lótìtọ́.
Who gave you all your names?
Tani sọ ló àwọn orúkọ tó ń jẹ́?
Where did those names come from?
Bo làwọn orúkọ náà ti wá?
You should ask questions.
Nílò láti béèrè.
If you are trying to map a community.
Mo bá ń gbìyànjú láti ṣe ìwádìí nípa àdúgbò kan.
Maybe where you come from.
Bóyá ibi tó o ti wá.
You ask, begin to ask questions. What's the meaning of the name?
O bere kini tumo oruko obe.
The name this place bears.
Oruko ti bi nje kini tumo re.
Who established this community?
Ta le ni to te ilu Ido.
What are the names of the key leaders?
Ki lo oruko awon adari ati alase ebe.
What are the activities that takes place here?
Ki la awon isele to nse ni bi.
Are there traditions you uphold there?
Àwọn àṣà àti ìwà ìṣẹ̀dálẹ̀ kan àwà tí wọ́n ń ṣe ní
ìlú
àwọn òrìṣà wo ni wọ́n ń bọ níbẹ̀.
Are there altars or shrines that are serviced here?
Ǹjẹ́ àwọn pẹpẹ tàbí ojúbọ wà níbi tí wọ́n ń lò?
Are there taboos, curses, litigations on that place?
Ṣé àwọn èèwọ̀ ègún tàbí ìpẹ̀jọ́ wà lórí ibẹ̀ yẹn?
Are there sacrifices and all kinds of the money festival they hold here?
Ṣé wọ́n ń ṣe àwọn ètùtù àbí àjọyọ̀ sátánì onírúurú níbí yìí?
Why is it in this particular community they always make these particular sacrifices before certain things are done?
Kí ni ṣe tó yẹ pé nílùú yìí wọ́n láti ṣerú àwọn ètùtù kankan tó lè gbé àwọn ìgbésẹ̀
mìíràn? Why do they make certain sacrifices before they join a man and husband as husband and wife?
Kí ni ṣe tí wọ́n máa ń ṣe àwọn ètùtù kankan tó so ọkùnrin àti obìnrin pọ̀ gẹ́gẹ́ bí ọkọ àtaya?
Why should they put a broom down and those who want to get married, they will say that you jump over the broom?
Kí ni ṣe tí wọ́n gbé ṣùṣọ́ wọ̀ sílẹ̀ tí wọ́n sì wí pé kí lọkọ láyà tán fẹ́ fẹ́ra wọn kí wọ́n fò dá?
Why should they take a baby to the river and try and put water from the river into the mouth of a newly born baby?
Kí ni ṣe tí wọ́n gbé ọmọ ọdẹ jòjò ló lọ sí etí odò tí wọ́n á sì bu omi odò ọ̀hún fi sí ẹnu ọmọ tọ́ṣẹ̀ bí?
What is New Yam Festival? Why are they celebrating New Yam Festival?
Kí ni ṣe tí wọ́n ń ṣe ọdún iṣu?
Who is eating the New Yam? Why are they doing it?
Iṣu titun ọ̀hún. Kí ni dé tí wọ́n fi ń ṣe?
These are questions.
Ara ìbéèrè ta nílò láti béèrè ni.
We need to answer.
Ta sì gbọ́dọ̀ dáhùn.
And it's a very, very serious matter.
Ó sì jẹ́ ọ̀rọ̀ tó le.
Things have happened.
Àwọn nǹkan ti ṣẹlẹ̀.
Things are happening.
Àwọn nǹkan sì ń ṣẹlẹ̀.
Strange things.
Àwọn ohun àjèjì.
And we need to carry out a thorough spiritual mapping.
A sì nílò láti ṣe àyẹ̀wò nípa tẹ̀mí tó
kú lọ́dọ̀. And so now you are having trouble with your marriage.
Ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ ló ń ní ìṣòro pẹ̀lú ìgbéyàwó.
How did you find that husband?
Báwo lo ṣe rìnà kọ ọkọ náà?
How did you find that wife?
Báwo lo ṣe rí ìyàwó rẹ?
Who told you to marry that woman?
Ta ń wí fún ọ pé kò fẹ́ obìnrin náà?
Who told you to marry that man?
Ta ń wí fún ọ pé kò fẹ́ ọkùnrin náà?
What were the prophets that prayed with you?
Àwọn wòlíì wo ló bá yín gbàdúrà?
And who asked you to go to the prophets?
Ta ní tiẹ̀ ní kó o lọ bá wòlíì ọ̀hún?
Did God tell you anything?
Ṣọlọ́run sọ nǹkan kan fún ọ bí?
Or you married on the basis of long legs, slim figure, fast car, Queen's English?
Àbí o fẹ́ nítorí pé ẹsẹ̀ rẹ̀ gùn tínrín? Ó gbóyìn bó lè sọ gẹ̀ẹ́sì dáadáa, ó ń gun ọkọ̀ ayọ́kẹ́lẹ́ tó dángájá. Báwo ló ṣe jẹ́?
Foundation.
Ìpìlẹ̀.
You must carry out a mapping.
O gbọ́dọ̀ ṣe àyẹ̀wò.
Of what happened.
Ohun tó ṣẹlẹ̀.
That's the second thing.
Ohun ìkejì nìyẹn.
Towards rebuilding the foundation.
Bàbá fẹ́ tún ìpìlẹ̀ kọ́.
Third thing.
Ohun ìkẹta.
You must seek for spiritual assistance.
Wá ìrànlọ́wọ́ tẹ̀mí.
from those operating in apostolic and prophetic offices.
Lọ́dọ̀ àwọn tó ń ṣiṣẹ́ ìránṣẹ́ apostolic àti wòlíì.
Meaning, go to the right church.
Èyí ni pé ìjọ tó yẹ tó tọ́ ni kò lọ.
Go to the right place.
Ibi tó tọ́ ni kò lọ.
Go to where they will assist you.
Lọ sí ibi tí wọ́n ti lè ràn ọ́ lọ́wọ́.
Don't die in ignorance and in pride.
Má kú sínú àìmọ̀kan àti ìgbéraga.
Go to where you may be assisted.
Lọ sí ibi tí wọ́n ti lè ràn ọ́ lọ́wọ́.
It doesn't matter.
Kò ní ṣe.
What people say.
Ohun táwọn ènìyàn wí.
It is not all.
Kì í ṣe gbogbo.
Ministers.
Àwọn òjíṣẹ́ Ọlọ́run.
Understand things about foundation, about prayer, about intercession.
Ló mòye nǹkan nípa ìpìlẹ̀, nípa àdúrà gbígbà àti nípa ìṣìpẹ̀.
In fact, the other day in prayer city, I almost collapsed when a bishop in this country was telling me, Dr. Lukoya, my ministry is not a minister of prayer. Bishop.
Ó yà mí lẹ́nu nílùú àdúrà lọ́jọ́ kan tí bíṣọ́ọ̀bù kan tó ní dókítà Olúkọ́yà iṣẹ́ ìránṣẹ́ tòun kì í ṣe iṣẹ́ ìránṣẹ́ àdúrà.
So what is his ministry if he's not praying?
Bí ò bá wá ń ṣe àdúrà kí wá ní iṣẹ́ ìránṣẹ́ rẹ̀.
So there you are.
Ò nìyẹn.
And in many of these places, they're teaching people what will destroy them.
Lọ́pọ̀lọpọ̀ irú àwọn ilé-iṣẹ́ ìránṣẹ́ bẹ̀, wọ́n á sì máa kọ́ àwọn ènìyàn ní nǹkan tí yóò pa wọ́n rùn.
Somebody is being fed in the dream every night, and when she wakes up, she will feel the taste of okra soup and pounded yam in her mouth.
Ní gbogbo òru ni wọ́n ń gbé oúnjẹ wá fún ẹnìkan lójú àlá, ó sì ń jẹ́ bó bá tají lóòrọ̀, yóò kíyèsí pé adùn ọbẹ̀ ilá ó wà lẹ́nu òun.
She went to the bishop. The bishop said, "Well."
Wà lọ bá bíṣọ́ọ̀bù. Bíṣọ́ọ̀bù ni ẹ.
The solution.
Ọ̀nà àbáyọ.
Maybe it's a long time you have eaten pounded yam and okra soup.
Oyo ti pẹ́ tó ti jẹ iyán àtọbẹ̀ lápọ̀.
And your stomach is craving for it.
Ikùn rẹ̀ ti ń bèrè ilá àti.
So what you should do, you to buy yams.
Ìwọ náà wá ra iṣu.
Pound it very well.
Ogun kó da.
Cook a good okra soup.
O wa fúnra rẹ̀ sí ọbẹ̀ ilá.
And eat.
Kó sì jẹ́.
That's all.
Ó parí síbẹ̀.
God will help all of us.
Ọlọ́run á ran gbogbo wa lọ́wọ́.
Look for those who know what they are doing.
Wá àwọn tó mọ ohun tí wọ́n ń ṣe.
I was sharing this at the prophetic conference.
Nípa àgọ́ àwọn wòlíì ni mo ti ń sọ ọ̀rọ̀ yìí.
In a place like London.
Ní ibì kan bí ìlú ọba.
This may be very difficult for you to believe.
Ọ̀rọ̀ yóò lè ṣòro fún yín láti gbàgbọ́.
You know, we have Magidi River here. We have Babish where people go to have spiritual baths.
Ẹ mọ̀ pé etí òkun wà níbí odò Magidi wà táwọn èèyàn máa ń lọ láti wẹ̀wẹ̀ odò.
In a place like London, they do it for them now too.
Ní ìlú ọba, wọ́n ti ń ṣe náà nísìnyí.
Bathe them in river.
Wọ́n á wẹ̀ fún wọn níbi odò.
And all kinds of terrible things.
Odò rúrú àwọn nǹkan búburú.
Ministers who don't know they arrive from their left.
Àwọn òjíṣẹ́ Ọlọ́run tí ò mọ̀ tún yàtọ̀ sí.
Somebody is being troubled by water spirit. You took the person back to the river for a bath.
Àwọn ẹni tí ó yẹ pé ẹ̀mí omi ló ń yọ lẹ́nu, o tún múrú ẹni bẹ́ẹ̀ lọ sí etí odò olóòfẹ́ wẹ̀ fún.
So that they can finish the person thoroughly.
Kan bá kúkú parí iṣẹ́ onítọ̀hún pátápátá.
In Lagos here recently.
Lẹ́kọ̀ọ́ yìí láìpẹ́ yìí.
A minister of God was telling me this.
Òjíṣẹ́ Ọlọ́run kan ló sọ fún mi o.
A pastor, Pentecostal pastor,
olùṣọ́àgùtàn nínú ìjọ ẹ̀mí,
said the members of the church when they are coming for the prayer meeting, they should buy padlock and bring.
O ní kí àwọn ọmọ ìjọ wọn bá ń bọ̀ fún pàdé àdúrà tó ń bọ̀ kí wọ́n ra àgádágodo dání.
Padlock.
Àgádágodo.
And that when they come with the padlock,
ìwọ̀n bá sì mú àgádágodo ọ̀hún dé,
they should speak to the padlock all the good things they want in their lives.
Kí wọ́n sọ. Gbogbo nǹkan rere tí wọ́n fẹ́ nú ayé wọn kí wọ́n sọ sínú àgádágodo.
And they should lock it.
Kí wọ́n wá ti àgádágodo náà pa.
Then they should surrender the key to him.
Kí wọ́n wá fi kọ́kọ́rọ́ àgádágodo ọ̀hún lé òun lọ́wọ́.
Then they should throw the padlock away into a place they cannot see it again.
Kí wọ́n sì sọ àgádágodo ọ̀hún síbì kan tí wọn ò ti ní rí mọ́.
And do you know?
Ǹjẹ́ ẹ jẹ́ mọ̀?
People did it.
Báwọn èèyàn sì ṣe.
Four.
Ìkẹrin.
Do not build or plant on faulty ground.
Má ṣe kọ́ ohunkóhun tàbí kó gbin ohunkóhun sí orí ìpìlẹ̀ tí kò dára.
You must uproot.
O ní láti fà á.
Throw down.
Kó fà lulẹ̀.
Throw down.
Kó wó lulẹ̀.
And destroy.
Kó sì parun.
Before you can build or plant.
Irú ìpìlẹ̀ bẹ́ẹ̀ kó tó lè gbin nǹkan tàbí kó kọ́ ohun
mìíràn sí. Don't build on faulty ground.
Má ṣe kọ́ ohunkóhun sórí ìpìlẹ̀ tàbí ilẹ̀ tí kò dára.
Don't build or plant on faulty ground.
Má gbin nǹkan tàbí kọ́ nǹkan sórí ìpìlẹ̀ tí ò dára.
When you want to start afresh now.
Kò bá wá fẹ́ bẹ̀rẹ̀ lọ́tún báyìí.
Don't go and start wrongly again.
Má tún lọ ṣì bẹ̀rẹ̀.
Five.
Ìkarùn-ún.
We're talking about rebuilding the foundations.
Answer on party two equileco.
Carry out every necessary restitution. Restitution. To restitute is to return a thing to the rightful owner. Look at the book of Proverbs. Proverbs chapter 6 verse 30. Proverbs 6:30 says, men do not despise a thief if he steals to satisfy his soul when he's hungry. But if he be found, he shall restore sevenfold.
Yo so pada ni ilopo meje.
He shall give all the substance of his house.
Gbogbo ni ile re ni yo fi san esan.
If you have been stealing, you need to bring back what you need to return what you have been stealing.
Bo ba tin jale o nilo lati da ohun to nji yen pada.
In Exodus chapter 22.
Exodus orikeji le ni ogun.
This is what is called restitution.
Ohun ta npe ni atunse ni yi.
Exodus 22.
Exodus orikeji le logun.
From verse 1.
Lati ese ikini.
Exodus 22 from verse 1 has this to say.
Exodus orikeji le logun lati ese ikini o wipe.
Exodus 22 from verse 1.
Exodus orikeji le logun lati ese ikini.
If a man shall steal an ox.
Bi okunrin kan ba je ako malu.
Or a sheep.
Tabi agutan kan.
And kill it.
Ti o se pa.
Or sell it.
Tabi ti o ta.
He shall restore 5 oxen for an ox.
Yo so ako malu marun dipo ako malu
kan. Or 4 sheep for a sheep.
Ati agutan merin dipo agutan kan.
If a thief be found breaking up.
Bi a ba ri ole ti rule rule wole.
And be smelling that he die.
Ti a si lu ti o ku.
There shall no blood be shed for him.
Aki yo ta eje sile fun.
If the sun be risen upon him.
Bi orun ba la ba.
There shall be blood shed for him.
A o ta eje sile fun.
For he should make full restitution.
Ti san le ohun iba san.
If he have nothing,
biko ni nkan,
then it shall be sold for his theft.
Nje a o ta nitori ole re.
If the thief be certainly found in his hand alive,
bi a ba ri ohun ti o ji na lowo re nitoto laye,
ox or ass or sheep,
iba se ako malu tabi ketekete tabi agutan,
he shall restore double.
Ohun a san pada ni meji,
double
meji.
And look at Luke chapter 19.
E wo Luke ori kokan di ni ogun
verse 8.
Ese ikejo.
Luke chapter 19.
Luke ori kokan din ni ogun
verse 8. This is Zacchaeus.
Zacchaeus re o.
Luke chapter 19
ori kokan din ni ogun
verse 8.
Ese ikejo.
And Zacchaeus stood and said unto the Lord.
Zacchaeus did he say we fun Oluwa pe
behold Lord
wo Oluwa
the half of my goods I give to the poor.
Abo un ni mi ni mo fi fun talaka.
If I have taken anything from any man by false accusation.
Bi mo ba si fi esun eke gba un kan lowo enikeni.
I restore him fourfold.
O so pada ni ilopo merin.
Restitution
atunse
contains several ingredients.
Opolopo eroja lo nbe ninu re.
1
akoko
healing
iwosun.
2
ekeji
truth
otito.
3
iketa
reconciliation
ilaja.
4
ikerin
recompense
idapada.
5
ikarun
reconstruction
atunko.
6
Ikefa.
Reparation.
Idapadabo.
7.
Ikeje.
For future.
Ikosile.
Restitution is a great healing. It's a great healer in healing and rebuilding the foundation.
Atunse je oluwosan nla ninu iwosan ati titun ipileko.
Cannot be overlooked.
A o si le foju foda.
If you are doing what you are doing now.
Bo ba nse ohun to nse nisisiyin.
Using a false certificate to as a foundation.
Pẹ̀lú ìwé ẹ̀rí ayédèrú.
No matter what foundational prayer you pray.
Irú àdúrà ìpìlẹ̀ yóò wù tí o bá gbà.
Until you make restitution, you are not going anywhere.
Àbí tó o bá ṣàtúnṣe ò níbìkan rè.
You have stolen money.
O ti jí owó.
To go and build something for yourself. Now that thing which you have built is not having trouble. Until you do the restitution. All your foundational prayer is a waste of time. You have stolen a wife. Somebody is living with you now. No engagement. No dowry. No marriage. And you are going to press it to do deliverance. You
just
waste your time. You need to go and make a restitution. Your case is like the case of somebody who wants to run 100 meters race. But his leg is broken. What should he do now? The first thing for him to do is to go and repair the broken leg. Then
he
will be able to run. But if he decides to run 100 meters dash with a broken leg, he will lose. Many of us have restriction to make. Perhaps we were working in a place before and you stole there and there is a problem now. You need to make a restriction. You say, that will put me in serious trouble. That's why you need to go to a man of God and explain yourself so they will teach you what to do. Sister, are you here today? And in your hand now there are materials bought for you by both boyfriends. They said they wanted to marry you. They didn't marry you, but what they bought for you, you are still keeping it. You have to throw them off. Make restitution. Perhaps you are here too. And because of how much money, you sold your birthright. You sold your virginity because of naira. And now you're having trouble. You need to go and make restitution. You need to repair your way. You need to go back and say, well, this was wrong. I wrongly took this. This has to go back to where it came from.
Are
you saying, but the person who gave it to me, I can't find the person again? Bring it back to the house of God. Or sell it and just donate the money to the things of God. Restitution is very, very important to rebuilding the foundation of our lives. Number six.
Now,
there must be deep, deep repentance. Psalm 51 verse
17.
The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit. A broken and a contract heart, O God, thou will not despise. For you to rebuild your foundation, there must be deep repentance. Deep, deep repentance. Without that deep repentance, we can't move forward. Find out what has been done.
What do you want to tell?
Find out what is wrong about it.
What do you want to turn your party?
And then make amends immediately. True restitution must be preceded by true repentance. Without repentance, there cannot be a rebuilding of new foundation. What is repentance? That is what is now outlined there. Because this is where we get it all wrong. Many, when they go for deliverance, don't know that they need to bring deep repentance unto the Lord.
Opolopo nigba ton ba lo se itusile won o mo pe o ye ki awon ro ni piwada lotito niwaju Oluwa.
Your repentance must be accompanied by absolute obedience to what God wants you to do.
Ido ni piwada re igboran pipe si ohun ti Olorun fe ko se o ni lati tele.
Your repentance will move God to arise on your behalf. What is repentance? A total sacrifice and surrender of oneself to obey and submit to the word of God in all situations. That's what we call repentance. What is repentance?
It's
to deny self. Take up your cross daily and follow Jesus.
That is telling Jesus.
And this is your flesh is giving one instruction. You turn it down. What is repentance?
It's
to come to Jesus with an attitude of I can't do it on my own. What is repentance?
It's
to come to Jesus broken, humble, in a hopeless, helpless, unworthy state.
Oni lati wa sodo Jesu ninu iwopale ninu iteriba lai nireti lai ni aironre ni lowo ati bi eni ti ko le dase.
What is repentance?
Kini ronu piwada?
Is to turn around and go in the opposite direction.
Oni keni opa inda ko si ma gba ona miran lo.
You are going one way.
O lo si ona kan tele ri.
Change your journey to another way.
Wa yi pada ninu rin ajo re.
That is what repentance is.
O to nje ronu piwada niyan.
What is repentance?
Kini ronu piwada?
Is to change one's mind.
Oni lati yi okan pada.
Your mind is set on certain things.
Okan re ti duro lori awon nkan kan.
But now you decide.
Yo po wa pinu.
To change your mind completely.
Lati yi okan re ko pada wata.
What is repentance?
Kini ronu piwada?
Is to feel remorse and self reproach.
Oni lati kedun fun ese ati ki eniyan bara re kanu.
For one sins against God.
Nitori awon ese to se si Olorun.
What is repentance?
Kini ronu piwada?
Repentance is to be contrite before God.
Oni keniyan ni aya titun niwaju Olorun.
And to be sorry and feel terrible about our sins. What is repentance? Repentance is to want is a change of direction.
You
are going one way, you go the other way. Now. What is repentance?
It's
for you to have a godly sorrow for your sins. It is possible to be sorry that you were caught because you did something wrong. But repentance is godly sorrows for sins. What is repentance?
It's
to put off the old man. And put on the new man. What is repentance? It's a spiritual regret by a sinner. Who is convinced by the Holy Spirit. What is repentance? It's a spiritually produced remorse. And sorrow of heart. At having sinned. What's repentance? It's a painful awareness of one's spiritual poverty. What is repentance? It is the way that God changes our behavior. What is repentance? It is when sorrow is joined with repentance and a changed life.
Oje igba ti ibanuje pelu ironukuwada ati iyipada ba ja si.
Then you have true repentance.
Ironukuwada otito.
What is repentance?
Kini ironukuwada?
It's a complete reversal of one's attitude and values.
Oje yiyiwa ati ise eni pada patapata.
It is hating what you once loved.
Oje ki korira ohun ti eniyan feran tele.
And loving what you once hated.
Ati fi feran ohun ti eniyan korira tele.
What is repentance?
Kini itusile? Kini ronukuwada?
It's your hand releasing the filthy objects it had clung to.
Òun ni jíjọ wọ ohun èrí ta fún kamọ tẹ́lẹ̀.
It's a complete surrender.
Ó jẹ́ ìjọwọ́ ara ẹni pátápátá.
A stop.
Ó jẹ́ ìdádúró.
A turn.
Ìyípadà.
And a change.
Àti ìyíkúrò.
What is repentance?
In a road,
it's a deep, radical, fundamental, and lasting change.
O je iyipada ninu iwa ninu ise to ti o duro titi lai.
It's a sinner who surrenders himself to Jesus.
Olukuwada ji je elese to njo wa ara re fun je.
A new turn.
O je yiyi ipo pada.
And the thief returning what it has stolen.
Olukuwada ni igba ti o le ba da ohun to ji pada.
So for complete rebuilding of the foundations.
Fun ati tun ipile mo patapata.
Repentance is absolutely compulsory.
Olukuwada o je oranyan.
For example, if you have a bad marital foundation,
you
need to confess the sexual immorality you are engaging before marriage and to repent of them. If it's for education, you need to repent and repair your ways. If you are working with a forged certificate, repentance is absolutely compulsory. It is after that, number 7, you ask for forgiveness. Then God will be able to forgive you. When you ask him to forgive you, you do not go back to the sins again. When somebody commits sins and we go back to it again and begin to ask for forgiveness,
this
is unlikely that you repented the first time. Number 8, you need to renounce all the evils that you have done.
Oni lati ko gbogbo awon ibi to ti se tele se
le. By you or your ancestors.
Boya latodo re abi latodo awon baba la.
Break all the evil covenants.
Ko si fo awon majemu buburu na.
Now,
the question,
you do not return to those things that will bring you or your descendants to bondage anymore.
O ko gbodo pada sinu ohun ti yo mu iwo tabi awon iran re pada sinu igbekun mo.
Then you begin to build yourself in the word of God and in deep prayers and fasting.
Oni lati bere si tun ara re mo nipase oro Olorun ninu adura ati awe gbigba.
And 11,
ikokola,
you must not neglect the assembly of the saints.
Oko gbodo ko ipejopo awon ayan fe sile.
Regular meeting with the saints, regular fellowship.
Oni lati ma wa ni idapo nigba gbogbo pelu awon ayan fe.
And 12,
ikejila,
you should now ensure that your business, your wealth, the whole of your life has transparent sources.
Oni lati ri daju pe owo re oro re gbogbo re o ni orisun ti o ni egbin ninu.
Then 13,
Iketala,
you have to commit yourself to serving the Lord all the days of your life.
Oni lati fi ara re je lati sin Olorun ni gbogbo ojo aye re.
As written in Luke chapter 1,
gege bi Luke ori kini,
Luke chapter 1,
Luke orikini,
I read verse 74 to 75.
Ese ikerin le ni adorin ati ikarun le ni adorin.
Luke 1, 74 to 75.
Luke orikini ese ikerin le la adorin si ikarun le la adorin.
That he will grant unto us,
pe wo fi fun wa,
that we been delivered out of the hands of the enemies,
lati gba wa lowo awon ota wa,
my serving without fear,
ki awa ki o le sin,
in holiness,
life for ya ni mimo iwa,
and righteousness,
ati ni ododo,
before him,
iwaju re,
all the days of our life,
lojo aye wa gbogbo.
Luke 1:74-75.
Luke ori kini ese ikerin le ni adorin,
that he will grant unto us that we,
pe ohun o fi fun wa,
been delivered out of the hand of our enemies,
lati gba wa lowo awon ota wa,
might now serve him without fear,
ki awa ki o le ma se life oya,
holiness,
ni mimo iwa,
and righteousness,
ati ni ododo,
before him,
ni waju re,
all the days of our lives,
lojo aye wa gbogbo.
It is after our deliverance,
ni pe leyin itusile wa,
we should now serve God,
ka sin Olorun lokan,
without fear,
lai beru,
in holiness,
ninu iwa mimo,
and righteousness,
ati ninu ododo,
all the days of our lives,
gbogbo ojo aye wa.
The conclusion there reads,
akoto be wipe,
It is important to deal with our faulty foundations.
O se pataki fun wa lati gbogun ti ipele ipele wa ti ko dara.
And also to build new foundation when necessary.
Asi lati tun ipele otun ko nibi to ba ye.
Foundational repair is hard work.
Atunse ipele o je ise to le.
And most people try to avoid it.
Opolopo eniyan si ma yera fun.
The blunt truth is that
otito ibe ni pe
if we do not deal with our faulty foundation,
bi a ko ba boju to ipele wa,
it will deal with us later on. A building can remain on a faulty foundation for a long time. But one day, there will be a serious problem. Look at Luke 1:74-75
again.
That he will grant unto us. And after our deliverance, after we have been delivered out of the hands of our enemies, then
we'll
serve the Lord without fear,
in
holiness, righteousness,
before him
all the days of our life. So if you want to put all this together, when you have a foundation that is bad and you have already taken yourself through all kinds of deliverance, there are four key things you must never miss. Number one is the spiritual mapping. There is no escape from that one. With the spiritual mapping, you are able to address everything that was wrong in your foundation. You can lay your hands physically and spiritually upon all the shrines in your family and destroy them. The ones that are not even available now that your life is gone before you were born, you can still lay your spiritual hands on them and deal with them. That one is important.
There is
nothing we can do about that one. Number two, kid, in repentance, one cannot be left out.
That
is a major part of rebuilding the foundation. Because there's a lot of unrepentant Christians who come to church. There's a lot of counterfeit repentance that we see. Many, many unconverted people in the house of God.
There's
a lot of mixed multitude amongst God's people. Who really are not repentant. That's why you find people harboring unforgiveness.
Telling lies.
And yet they are praying against evil foundation. The foundation will say no. You can't change me. Because we were built here on lies. So you can't change us now. When you are a liar yourself. We need to repent on behalf of our lives.
The third thing
is asking the Lord for forgiveness. Key is very important. We need to do that one. And the fourth key that you must not miss out.
Because
if you miss out on all keys, is to renounce those evils that have been done before. And break every evil covenant. Tonight, we have prayers to pray here, which is a very, very serious thing. All good deliverance services, the first message on any deliverance grant should be a message of repentance. Not message of prosperity. Not message of water spirit or this is repentance. When that repentance comes in,
but you don't
make your restitution. Do the renunciations. Then God will now move in and begin to do what you want him to do for you. Tonight we have to pray. I'd like you to rise up on your feet. The kind of prayers we're going to pray are the prayers that goes deep.
There
are just three of them. And those three should be prayed violently. Those three should be prayed with all your strength and with all your energy, believing that God that has brought you here, who knows all things, who can do all things, and who does not know what you call emergency, and who is a God of the suddenness, will visit you. You will shout this louder than anyone here. Because if you're a black person, there is no way to escape from what we're going to pray about now. Foundational idol power. In my family life. Can you say that loud and clear? Die! In the name of Jesus. Deal with the foundational idol power. In Jesus' name we pray. Say every good thing that my foundation has stolen from my life, I recover you by fire. In the name of Jesus, recover what the foundation has stolen. In the name of Jesus, yes. Recover what is stolen from you. In Jesus' name we pray. This is number three. And this number three is the kind of prayer that sister prayed about 11 years ago. And secrets were revealed. Shout this loud and clear. My Father!
Baba mi!
Visit my foundations with your axe of fire. Can you shout this loud and clear? Make it louder than that. In the name of Jesus, let there be a visitation. Masete kaya bo shente raboko tende sente. Yes, 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 yes. Let there be a visitation of the foundation. In Jesus' name we pray.
Loruko Jesu lagbadura.
Now,
this is in
where you are.
Mbito wani.
Begin to meditate.
Ma sha sharu.
On your life.
Lori aye re.
Are you where God wants you to be?
Sebi t'Olorun fe ko wa lo wa.
Have you noticed an evil trend?
Aboti kesi ilana buburu
that is troubling you.
Bonda olamu.
Have you noticed?
O ati kesi
that when things want to walk your way,
eni nkan ba fe bi nkan ba fe se rere fun o,
something goes wrong.
Nkan wa yiwo.
Have you noticed?
O aki kesi
that wealth come close to you.
E oro yo sumo
but vanishes.
Igba tun pora.
Have you noticed?
O aki kesi
that all those who are supposed to help,
gbogbo awon to ye ko ran o lowo,
decide not to help.
Ise ni won pinu pe won ni ran o lowo.
Have you noticed?
O aki kesi
that where you go,
ibi to ba lo,
what you are supposed to get out of it,
ohun to ye ko ri nbe,
the enemy takes a large volume of it away.
E toju nu re ota lo ngba.
Get yourself prepared.
Mura sile bayi.
As you stretch forward your hand now,
nbo ti te owo re mi
gi si waju. I begin to prophesy unto those hands.
O wa so aso tele ti owo re
that these hands,
owo won yi,
should recover.
Ki won gba pada.
Everything the enemy has stolen. Nbo
ti ota ji
that by the spirit of prophecy.
Npa emi so tele.
And the hands begin to move.
Your one go bere si gba pada.
And recover everything the enemy has stolen.
Gbogbo ti ota ti ji.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Loruko Jesu lagbadura.
Wonderful God, we thank you for this evening.
Olorun yanu adupe fun asale yi.
We pray, O Lord,
agbadura Oluwa,
that which needs to be rooted up,
pe ohun to nilo fifatu,
that which needs to be thrown down,
ohun ni to nilo wiwo lule,
that which needs to be destroyed,
ohun ni to nilo piparun,
in our lives as individuals,
ninu aye wa lokokan.
O God, arise.
Olorun dide,
let your power begin to fulfill them.
Agbara re si muse.
In the name of Jesus.
Loruko Jesu.
Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name we pray.
Loruko Jesu.
In all the fetters he has broken, in all the fetters, hallelujah. He has set me free.
He has set me free.
I will sing.
Hallelujah.
I will sing. I will sing.
Hallelujah.
I will sing.
I will sing.
Hallelujah. He has set
me free.
Lay your right hand on your head, beloved.
Be a word to the Leoribaya.
Set my head.
Ori me.
You are the symbol of my destiny.
Iwala kwere ayomo mi.
Prosper by fire. In the name of Jesus. That's right. Prosper by fire. In Jesus' name we pray.
Loruko Jesu lagbadura.
My glory,
ogo mi,
arise,
dide,
shine.
Jesus. My glory.
Oh, go me.
Arise and shine. In the name of Jesus.
Ah, ah, ah,
ah. In Jesus' name we pray.
Lord, you call Jesus.
I fire back.
Mota.
Every arrow.
Bobo fa.
Fired against my head.
Do you want to see your name, Father?
Please pray this very well.
That's bad, right?
Can you shout it loud and clear?
Mota, Bobo fa.
In the name of Jesus. Fire by the arrows. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray.
Loruko Jesu la gbadura.
Three more prayers.
Okoko gbadura meta
si. You may remove your hand from your head.
Ka gbowo kuro lori bayi.
Every contrary knee. The knees that are contrary.
Gbogbo ekun to lodi.
Can you shout this loud and clear?
E ki gbe re lohun rara.
Worshipping idols against me.
Tomba orisha lodi si mi.
Can you say this loud and clear?
Ewi be lohun rara. Gbogbo ekun to lodi. Tomba orisha lodi si mi.
Scatter! In the name of
Jesus.
Scatter the contrary needs.
To away kuto lady no ka. Watch it my dogs against me. Scatter. In the name of Jesus. Every contrary me. Worshiping idols against me. Scatter.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus. Scatter. In the name of Jesus.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Loruko Jesu la gbadura.
Say, I shall receive the honor.
Mo gba ola.
That they say I will not receive.
Ti won ni mi o ni gba.
In the name of Jesus. Yes, the honor. Receive it in the name of Jesus.
Ba ni oruko Jesu.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Loruko Jesu la gbadura.
This is the final prayer point here.
Koko adura to kenyin re.
Before we go home.
Ka to ma lo le.
And this prayer is for so many people here.
Adura yi si wa fun opolopo eniyan ni.
And we therefore need to pray it well.
Nitori na nla ti gba daada.
Uncommon breakthroughs.
Alaja ti o wopo.
Locate me.
Wa mi ri.
In the name of
Jesus.
Yes. Let them come and break this location.
Ye ki alaja ti o wopo wa mi ri.
In the name of Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Thank you Jesus.
Thank you Jesus.
In Jesus name we pray.
Loruko Jesu la gbadura.
Let us share the grace in fellowship.
Je ka jumo sure ofe. Jesus Christ, the love of God and the sweet